Do it anyway. Hello, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 231. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're here. Our reading today will be Psalms 96 through 101, and then I'll have a few comments. Let's pray, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your patience. Thank you for Jesus and the fact that He experienced everything that we go through. Thank you for your perfect plan of salvation and that you don't want anyone to perish. Thank you for making a way for anyone who will believe in Jesus to be assured that they will spend eternity with you. Open our eyes, Lord, as we read your word today, that we can see what you have for us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 96. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise His name. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and beauty fill His sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in all His holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before Him. Tell all the nations, the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout His praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the earth with justice and the nations with His truth. Psalms chapter 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Fire goes before Him and burns up His adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the peoples have seen His glory. Let all those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of His godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown like seed for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to His holy name. Psalms chapter 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonderful things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained the victory for Him. The Lord has made known His salvation. He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered His loving kindness and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout joyfully before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalms chapter 99. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The strength of the king loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, and yet an avenger of their evil deeds. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord our God. Psalms chapter 100. Shout to the Lord with joy, everyone on earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come to him with songs of joy. I want you to realize that the Lord is good. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people. We are the sheep belonging to his flock. Give thanks as you enter the gates of his temple. Give praise as you enter its courtyards. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His faithful love continues forever. It will last for all time to come. Psalms chapter 101. I will sing about your love and fairness. Lord, I will sing praise to you. I will be careful to lead a life that is without blame. When will you come and help me? I will lead a life that is without blame in my house. I won't look at anything that is evil. I hate the acts of people who aren't faithful to you. I don't even want people like that around me. I will stay away from those whose hearts are twisted. I don't want to have anything to do with evil. I will get rid of anyone who tells lies about his neighbor in secret. I won't put up with anyone whose eyes and heart are proud. I will look with favor on the faithful people in the land. They will live with me. Those whose lives are without blame will serve me. No one who lies and cheats will live in my house. No one who tells lies will serve me. Every morning I will get rid of all the sinful people in the land. I will remove from the city of the Lord everyone who does what is evil. Well, beloved, for the most part, these chapters were psalms of worship and celebration. Do you know Dennis Prager? He's been on the radio since about 1982, and his show's been syndicated to hundreds of radio stations for decades. And he's had a syndicated newspaper column for even longer than his radio show, I think. He's written several books, one of which is Happiness is a Serious Problem. On his daily radio show, every week he devotes an hour to discussing happiness. He calls it the Happiness Hour. One of his major beliefs is that it is your responsibility, especially to the people around you, to be happy. And he says that you can become happy by acting happy. I am, of course, severely oversimplifying Dennis's thoughts, but you get the essence of it. We as believers have a responsibility to worship and praise God. And when you don't feel like it, do it anyway. And when you do, I can almost guarantee that you'll begin to feel God's blessings, and you'll actually feel like praising and worshiping. The Psalms we read today can be used as a template or even a verbatim script to get you started. David is so good at pouring out his heart in song, both his broken heart and his soaring heart. And when you feel like you just can't bring yourself to rejoice in the Lord, I hope you remember to turn to David for inspiration. After all, that's why God included the Psalms in Scripture. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs 17-19. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Worship the Lord today. Bye.